Jeremiah.
Introduction. The Prophet Jeremiah. Few personalities from the Old Testament are better known and close to us than the Prophet Jeremiah, born at Anathoth, a town of the tribe of Benjamin, in the middle of the 7th century B.C. First of all, because we know quite well that part of history when he lived, thanks to the biblical documents, together with extra-biblical writings of that time, see 2 Kings verses 22 to 25. And also because a great part of the book of Jeremiah is autobiographical, written perhaps by his disciple and secretary Baruch. We can follow the tragic and touching itinerary of Jeremiah. His vocation in the year 627, the first prophetic activity addressing the destroyed northern kingdom, the youthful dreams. After a time of silence, 622 to 609, the great tragedy of Josiah and the terrible revelation of the northern threat. From there, the scorn of the people because the threats do not come through, the retrenchment and isolation of a bitter prophet, the insults, and finally, the open persecution. His vocation becomes unbearable, and he needs the consolation of God. Finally, all his threatening oracles begin to take place. The prophet tries to gather a group of Jews so that sacred history would continue in Palestine. He is taken by force to Egypt, where he pronounces his last oracles. He ends as an anti-Moses, that is, doing backwards the road of liberation, losing the institutions and the promised land, returning to Egypt, where the name of the Lord is no longer invoked. The prophet runs this path in a passionate way. He feels torn between solidarity with his people and the word of God, between obedience to the divine mission and solidarity with his suffering people. His life and passion seem, in many aspects, an anticipation of the one like Christ. The Book of Jeremiah. Regarding the materials, usually three groups are distinguishable. The first one formed by the original oracles of the prophet and his confessions. The second comprises the biographical narrations where there are also oracles of the prophet. The third is formed by Jeremiah's discourses. It was necessary, oftentimes, to reestablish the order or point out the interruptions in the presentation to make the text more legible. Jeremiah stands out for his capacity to create images. He stands also by his lyricism and for his intense emotions.
These are the words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, one of the priests at Anathoth in the territory of Benjamin. The word of Yahweh came to him in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, son of Amon, king of Judah. It came again during the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the 11th year of Zedekiah, son of Josiah, king of Judah. In the 5th month of that year, the inhabitants of Jerusalem were taken into exile.